I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa reported the deadliest day on Wednesday due to COVID-19 with a dozen deaths for a total of almost 150. The Iowa Department of Public Health tallied 467 additional positive cases for almost 7,000. There has been one death in Woodbury County so far and 46 new cases for almost 750 in all. Governor Kim Reynolds addressed the local outbreak at her daily news conference.
But so we're watching Woodbury County and we're monitoring it very carefully. As I indicated, we'll be doing a test Iowa site there next week. If I can get in this weekend, we will. I just don't know if we'll have the logistics, to be able to do that.
So far, about 220,000 Iowans have taken part in the website testiowa.com to boost testing and tracking in the state. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts says more than 104,000 people have signed up for testing through testnebraska.com. He has a goal of performing 3,000 tests per day. With holidays approaching like Cinco de Mayo, Ricketts urged residents to continue social distancing and limiting the number of gatherings to 10 people. The site of a suspected outbreak in Siouxland is the Tyson Foods plant in Dakota City. The company won't disclose the number of workers impacted. A spokesperson does say the plant is operating, but not at full production. Operations have been scaled back due to safety precautions and employees absent from work. And one of the region's largest medical facilities is seeing an uptick in COVID-19 patients. The chief medical officer for Mercy One says the situation is not overwhelming at this point, but he is seeing an increase of traffic through the ER and more hospitalizations. Sheila Brummer, Siouxland Public Media News.